You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, tell me, we can't do spoilers is the problem.
I won't say who.
Well,
I'm watching a show that Dom highly recommended, and I'm getting into it, and I really appreciate the recommendation, because it is a show that I would have not clicked on in 1 million years. I would never have watched it.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I watched 2 episodes of it yesterday. That's how into it I am. And one character that I really liked, I thought she was charming and just kind of fun.
Don't even say she.
Too late. She died. It's like, what? No, why?
And what's funny is that out of the blue yesterday, Jeremy off the air mentioned this character to me.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I really like so-and-so.
I was thinking about that, yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, well,
don't get too attached. Yeah, so hopefully it plays into the rest of the story nicely. But it's weird. It's like, you know, this person is still obviously alive in real life, and it was just an actor, and it's just a part. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how you kind of get attached to people when you're watching goofy TV shows. And if something happens, you're like, oh, no, I'll never see them again.
Sometimes it's so shocking and surprising. And that's what I think of when I think of Game of Thrones, because I watched all, what was it, 7 or 8 years of that thing, 7 or 8 seasons. I can't remember now.
It's a lot of them.
And they kind of made a living off of dying. I mean, they killed off so many primary characters that you couldn't even believe it.
You kind of then at some point you did like tell yourself, all right, don't get attached to that person.
Kind of, yeah.
Let's just go with the flow here.
It's like, I really like this. And here's something that goes through my head. And I know this, the Game of Thrones was based on a book series, but got to keep in mind, a lot of it was, they went past the books because the author just never caught up to them. And I sometimes wondered, if a character gets killed off on a show, is it possible that part of that is because they were difficult to work with as actors?
Sure, yeah, I thought about that too. Or they're like in the middle of contract negotiations or something to continue.
Right.
And they couldn't, you know, meet in the middle. And they're like, all right, we'll just kill you off.
And it would have been easy with Game of Thrones, because any episode, you could take a sword and run somebody through and then you're done.
Right. Make it quick. Yeah, you're probably spot on with that. Some of them were difficult. So, but again, thank you for the recommendation. I think I'm only got like 1 episode left, 2 episodes. So I'll be in mourning probably by the end of the week because the show is over.
So I do have to tell you that the Mindbender Club has a poll question each week. And this week's poll question was partly based on this show that we're talking about, because it only has 7 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And the poll question this week is, what do you wish lasted longer? And when I wrote a little piece for this for the Mindbender Club yesterday, I referenced how I'd watched this show and there were 7 episodes and I wished there were 15.
Mm.
You know, this is one of those that you wish was like 4 or 5 seasons, but it's just one little mini series, right? And I keep thinking about things like this show that you're talking about, or a couple of books that I've read, that you get to the end and you're like, dang, why can't this just keep going?
Just a little bit more.
I remember I held off years and years and years reading that classic novel, Lonesome Dove, because I thought, I'm not a Western guy. I don't want to read any Western novels. I don't like country music. I don't really like, you know,
country
show kind of stuff. So I'm like, why would I read that book?
Yeah.
It's 1,000 pages long.
No,
that's
thanks.
A 1,000-page book.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read it, I got to the end and I was angry that it was over.
Right.
Because the characters were so well drawn and so interesting that I was like, dang, I don't want this to end
anymore.
And you, my friend, I think are about to go through that same thing with this show.
I will. And I can't help but think of the people that are angry right now, because we've talked for, you know, a few minutes here and we have not once mentioned the show that we're talking about.
I don't want to spoil anything.
And I say we just don't mention it.
Mm-mm.
You're just not going to know.
Here you go. Netflix, 7 episodes. That's it. It's not a mini-series. I mean, it's a mini-series, so it's only one season. That's it.
I think it's in their top 10 right now. So
there, we've narrowed it down for you.
Good luck.
And now you know that somebody important dies.
And it's a bummer.
Poor Jim.